Cranny, you hail from. I have a feeling you may know a little something about the Olympics, even if you just glanced at the medal count. If you glanced at the medal count, you know that, of course, we are trailing the Chinese only by a medal, however. So at this point, we are one behind. We have 11. They have 12, but it's early going in the games. A few disappointments out of the gate for some of the Americans in the pool, especially in the relay, where, hey, they did get silver, but they were upset by France. Last time around in 2008, the Americans dispensed of the frogs, and there were a lot of celebrating going on in those pools in the pool in Beijing, not so in London. There have been some highlights as well, just a couple of days into the Olympics. I think one thing that I'll be curious to see is what are the ratings like for the Summer Games? Because first you got to find them. Is it Bravo? Is it Telemundo? Is it NBC itself? Is it MSNBC? If you are very familiar and you're a guy and you know how to work the channel changer really well, you're almost like a gamer. You got it down. You know where to go, what you want to see, boom, 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 and you're out of there. If not, and you're like the rest of us mere mortals, there's a little bit of a learning curve as to where the Olympics are being aired, on what station. For example, tennis is on Bravo at certain times, and it's being played at Wimbledon. Which doesn't matter that it's being played at Wimbledon on the grass. It's an interesting twist to it. And, of course, there's rain to deal with. But finding it is the thing. You know, you might like weightlifting. You might be into only gymnastics. You might only want to see the diving. I tell you this. Start looking for where and when it airs, because that is the most difficult part. It's like the Rubik's Cube. For goodness sake, NBC, don't you know that we want it simple? We want it fast. We want it now. Everybody has a little touch of ADD, whether they're older or whether they're younger. And apparently NBC didn't follow that game plan. So have you watched any of the coverage? I'm curious, because we had a lot of people that took us up on our medal count contest. And I'm going to give you the medals every day. I'll tell you what the count is so far, just the overall amount, and then occasionally we'll break it down, too, so you know the golds. And I mean, I'll do that now. The U.S. has 3 golds, 5 silvers, and 3 bronze at this point. The Chinese have the most gold. They have 6, they have 4 silvers, and they have 2 bronze. So whatever it is that you decided to participate in, there's your numbers for the day. Ultimately, we won't know if we have a winner till the end of this thing. And we still have 15 days in between that. All right, speaking of time, there's a lot of time that is now passing between the conventions that are coming up for the Republicans and the Democrats. And then ultimately, the November elections, not just for president, I say this all the time, but I'll emphasize it again, Congress and the Senate, because there's a big chunk of the Senate that's up, every single seat in the House is up, and, of course, the presidential race. Current polls show that Barack Obama could be in a little bit of trouble. We're going to see the ads step it up, I think, a little bit. Step it up a notch, more personal attacks. It's going to clearly be Romney versus Obama in the ads. I don't think there's going to be too much mistaking that. And that's not a surprise, but I think we're really going to get bombarded with them. Look out, because both sides are raising a lot of money. So in between your Geico commercials and why you should get a Chevrolet, you're going to see a ton of political ads. And then locally, you'll get the same thing sandwiched in between that. For TV folks and for radio, too, frankly, and all mediums, it's a good time to make some money because heavy politics right now. But I don't care about the ads and who's making the money on the ads. I care about, ultimately, what is the outcome of these elections? What are we going to have for our legislative swing, Republican, Democrat? What are the numbers going to be? And who's going to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Both men, the one who wants to be in the White House, the one who is in the White House, focused on not our economy, not what's going on with jobs, none of that, or what's going to happen with health care and why health care is so great or why it's so awful. The focus instead was on Israel, and more Israel. So the president signs in a piece of legislation saying how we are so committed to our ally Israel, while Mitt Romney holds his first ever fundraiser in Israel, unprecedented, has a ton of people come out for it, meets with Benjamin Netanyahu, and talks about Iran being the next great possibility of war without saying war, just saying that the U.S. has a duty to block Iran's nukes. That's music to the ears of the Israelis because they weren't getting that from Barack Obama. So the timing of Obama's legislation and Romney and his big push in Israel is pretty interesting. What vote do you think they're courting? And this is what we're going to see. I think they're going to battle it out every single time. They're dancing on the same floor, almost on the same day. Coming up later this hour, we're going to let you hear what Justice Scalia had to say about guns. He was on one of the Sunday shows, in fact, this Fox Sunday show, because so much of this gun debate is ripping the country apart, or it's certainly big fodder for conversation as to whether or not we should have gun control, whether we should ban certain weapons, what needs to happen here. I mean, gun control, it is returning, I think, and is going to be part of the presidential debates in a very big way, thanks to James Holmes, the 24-year-old who went into the Batman movie on the 20th and opened fire after getting weapons and 6,000 rounds of ammunition. So the discussion, if anything, will ramp up. I don't think that this can be buried. I don't think so. If anything, I think that we're going to just hear more about guns, even though the Democrats are trying not to talk about it, and the Republicans are definitely pushing it, pushing the fact that you can't take away guns, and many of you have opinions on that. So we'll jump to that and let you hear what Justice Scalia had to say coming up a little bit later. But next, what's it like to be an Olympic athlete? What's it like to not win the first time around, not win the gold, but win the gold the next time around? What was it like in Munich and Montreal? Oh, we got a terrific guest waiting in the wings next on ATN.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is July 27th, 2012. Gold open this morning at 1630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1670.76, $835.38 for a half ounce, and $417.69 for a quarter ounce. $1670.76, $835.38, and $417.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
I'm excited. I'm ready to roll. I love watching the Olympics. Very pleased to welcome to America tonight somebody who knows what it's like to be part of an Olympic Games representing the United States, Lanny Basham. He was there in 1972 at the Munich Games and was going for the gold in international rifle shooting. And what's interesting is he ended up taking the silver, which you and I would think, wow, the silver, that's amazing. But he says it was a mental breakdown, a failure, and frustrated with what happened and the way he performed, guess what he started to do? He talked to gold medalists to figure out what they were doing differently to win, and now it's become a career for Lanny, and what a career it's been. Some of the top athletes, biggest names in sports that you've heard of, for sure. He's worked with them because he created a system of mental control called mental management, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But Lanny, he's in our green room. We spared no expense. I think we gave him our gold medal latte. Hey, Lanny, thanks for coming on.
How are you?
I'm good. The you heard my intro there. What was it like for you in your head when you were getting ready for the games and wow, you knew, okay, you were going to represent you go through the opening ceremonies, that whole thing. I'm assuming you were at the opening ceremonies. What was it like at the time for you in Munich? Because, you know, this is, and I'll ask you about this in a second, but this is a big year because of the 40th anniversary of what happened at Munich.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always a big thrill for us to, or for anyone to make an Olympic team. And one of the memories I have is going into the opening ceremonies and, you're talking to teammates and you're standing in line for quite a while and you can't wait to get it over with because it's, you know, you're standing in line for a couple of hours. But finally we start walking into the stadium and just as soon as we got on the track and we see 80,000 people, my knees buckled. I mean, I actually said, oh my gosh, you know, I'm actually in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, and that was quite a memorable experience there. To be there and to be part of it. That's a great experience for anybody.
Yeah. You certainly had many, many records. You dominated your sport. You won 22 world individual and team titles. You set 4 world records. And you eventually did, by the way, I want to tell everybody the other part of this story, you did eventually win a gold medal in Montreal in 1976. So what was the difference for you between 72 and 76? Was it that conversations that you had with other gold medalists that helped push you over the top?
Well, it was discovering mental management. It was discovering a system of how to manage the mind under pressure. The problem in 72 wasn't that I didn't know how to shoot. My practice scores were good enough to win the gold medal in 72. But there was something missing between my ears, and I needed to find out what that was. And so interviewing these Olympic gold medalists, I got information that I just didn't have. And I was able to create a system, and I used it to win the world championships in 1974. And by the Olympics, I was number one ranked shooter in the world before 1976. And I'd won all the big tournaments leading up to it because this system worked. So in 76, the experience was totally different. Although it was a lot more pressure on me because I was favored to win, but I had this system and made all the difference in the world. It was I was much more in control. I enjoyed the games a lot because I knew that I was going to perform at pretty much the top of my ability. And as it turned out, I needed every bit of my control to win. It was by the narrowest of margins.
And you've worked with all kinds of people with trying to overcome what it is in their head, like you say, between their ears, what makes the biggest difference, not just athletes, but other people in the world of business, too. You've worked with some Olympians. Any Olympians we might know maybe in these games?
Oh, I don't know that. You know, Olympic athletes don't end up being the most famous people in the world. Eun Cho Lee won a gold medal in the Olympics for Korea. He was the first Olympian gold medalist for shooting for South Korea. Those are our student. Abhinav Bindra won a gold medal. He's a client of ours. He won a gold medal in Beijing in rifle. What was interesting about him is he is the only individual Olympic gold medalist India has ever had. And so when he got home, the prime minister of the country was waiting for him at the airport. And, he's kind of a rock star in India, and he will be competing this year again. We teach, or the number one Olympic archer in the world is our client. He happens to be an American, which is good, Brady Ellison. I could think probably your listeners might know some of the golfers that I work with, though. Fred Funk and Justin Leonard and Jerry Kelly and Ben Crane. So we do an awful lot of work with the PGA Tour.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up they're huge names in golf. Fred Funk, what a great personality he is. How do you get him to stand still? I've interviewed him several times, Lanny, and he just moves kind of from foot to foot, and he's the biggest jokester on the planet. I think he has such a great personality.
He really is, and he takes that to the course with him, and I think he's just one of those guys where this kind of expressive personality really helps him. And that's really good for his game. Now, not everybody can respond the way he does, but that's what makes these guys so interesting. Working with them and seeing their personalities come through.
Yeah, Justin Leonard is another name. I mean, he's somebody who hoisted the claret jug, and he seems like he's. It seems like he's starting to turn a corner. Do you feel pretty happy with how Justin's, how he's been lately?
I wish he would come back and work with me a little bit. It's been a couple of years since I worked with him. Right now we're working with Ben Crane.
Mm.
I'll be at Firestone with him next week. I think that the players have a, I should say that golf is a sport that attracts self-reliant people. And for them to seek help in any way, whether it's a swing coach or a mental coach, they have to be in a position where they're either on top and want to stay there, or they're trying to get back to the top spot. Working with Ben Crane has been great because this is my fifth year with him, and I've been working with work with Fred Funk. So, you know, we've been working with him since 2007. Mm. And so some of the guys will come in and they'll take, I've worked with them for a year, and then they figure like, okay, that's what I needed, and they go off, but some of them will work with every year for multiple years, like we've been with Crane.
Yeah. We have like a minute left, but of course you know what happened in Munich. Obviously you were there, the 11 Israelis that were killed as part of that hostage crisis. Do you remember what was going on when that happened?
Yeah, the Israelis were room was in the same quadrangle as the U.S. team. So we were on the bottom floor, they were on the second floor, and my room was just across the hall from the quadrangle, so I could look up out my back door and see that balcony, the famous picture of the guy with the hood and the AK-47 walking up and down the balcony outside the door. Mm. That was no further away than 25 meters from me.
Wow.
And so we could look outside the door. It was interesting. The entire United States Olympic shooting team was in the room with our guns.
Mm.
The ammo was on the range. We didn't have any ammunition, but we had our guns.
Yeah,
but
you were there.
Obviously, we thought maybe it'd be best if we didn't get involved with that. But I think it'll be special this year because the everyone will be reminded, of course, of that and the loss of life that occurred there.
Right, of the tragedy. Lanny Basham, thanks so much. Always fun to chat with you. We appreciate it. Have fun watching the Olympics.
I sure will. It's my favorite time every 4 years.
I know. I agree with you, Lanny. Hang with us, everyone. We'll be back with more.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Of the Olympic Games in London. Here's a quick snippet of what you need to know. I mentioned this at the top before we talked to Lanny. You need to know that China leads the U.S. 12 medals to 11. Also, that we had some highlights and some real lowlights. You want the highlights first? How about the U.S. men's basketball team? Duh, they beat France. And it was pretty easy to beat France, actually. And that's not a surprise. 98-71 was the final score. And it was a big opening win, I guess, because certainly there's always the chance you could lose. And especially after Tony Parker said some disparaging things about the U.S., that there was a chance that their ball handling would be off or some crazy thing. Whatever nonsense he said in French, it didn't matter because the U.S. came through. The Americans led at one point by as much as, I think, almost 30 points. I watched just a little bit of this, 29 points, and France was just brutal. From the field, France was like 39%, 39 and change, and it seemed like everything they threw up, they missed. Now, Parker, who I mentioned, Tony Parker, had goggles that he needed to protect his injured eye. He ended up with 10 points in the game and 1 assist, but he also turned the ball over 4 times. Uh-huh. Kobe Bryant rested for all but 12 minutes, and instead Kevin Love was off the bench for 14 points in 14 minutes. Bottom line is that they should have won this, and they did. 98-71, once again, was the final score. But this is just the opener. All right, so Dana Vollmer, do you know who she is? She won U.S. gold, baby, in the 100-meter fly. So that was a highlight, definitely a highlight. She was fast, and she had pressure to win this thing. She didn't even qualify for Beijing, so there she was on the medal podium, so that's a good feeling. And she's somebody who actually I've had a brush with. She's from Granbury, Texas. And she was supposed to go to Florida, but she transferred to Cal in 2006. She's had a bunch of health problems, a shoulder injury, a back injury, and a regular heartbeat. At one point, I think when she was competing in the Athens Games, her mother was so worried she carried a defibrillator to the Games. So, woohoo! That's a huge moment for the U.S. Dana Vollmer with a big win. She's the first woman to ever swim a sub-56-second 100-meter butterfly. So well-deserved, because the road to London was paved with potholes for her. Then you got Michael Phelps, who, does this guy need any more medals? And the whole story heading into the Olympics, and I talked about it a bunch, was how many medals, gold, is he going to win? How many more medals is he going to win? And will he break the all-time record for U.S. medals, period? So he does pick up his 17th medal, only it's silver, because in the relay, the men lose to France. Oh, the French were excited. And Ryan Lochte, who's the stud U.S. swimmer who's overtaking Michael Phelps, he had the anchor leg, had the edge thanks to Phelps and some others in their three legs before him, and he lost by just a little tiny hair or a couple of seconds in swim time. This story was a sad one, because wasn't there a line from a movie? It was Tom Hanks that talked about there is no crying in baseball, but there might be crying in gymnastics. There was a lot of crying. There was crying over losing a slot. And the woman or girl who lost the slot was Jordan Weaver, who's the reigning world all-around champion. She missed out on qualifying for the all-around final. She was crying. Oh, it's good for her that she did the interviews, but you could tell she fell apart. And I don't know very much about Olympics. I've watched them a little bit here and there, but I never did gymnastics, not Olympics. I never did gymnastics. I like the Olympics. I never did gymnastics when I was in school. And so, you know, the whole thing with how they're scoring, it's like ice skating. I don't get it. They have this flimsy way of scoring people. So really, she was underscored. She barely fell out and got deducted all these points. And it turns out, instead of, here's the scoop, guys, in a nutshell, it's like politics. It is politics of a different sort. So the top 24 are supposed to be able to compete for the all-around, which means individual. You get to compete individually. But they have this new rule that there can only be a couple of people from each country. So even if you're the best, like she's one of the best in the world, she's not going to be there. She'll be there for team competition for the U.S., but she can't go for an individual medal. After all the crap and nonsense and do-re-mi they have to spend on this whole gymnastics thing, I mean, really. So she's the world best, but she's not competing because they underscored her on an event, the floor event of all things. I don't get it. And now it's made me really dislike gymnastics. So I'm only going to give you the results. I'm going to boycott watching these things, because it's kind of like watching election results in this country when you've had enough, you know, hanging chads and you turn off the TV. This is like the worst hanging chad. This should have never happened to her. And now it's too late. So all that stuff that's gone on to put into the Olympics leaves her on the sidelines as she gets to do the combined. So let's hope that they win gold. Let's hope she gets an Olympic gold medal. I'd say now there's more pressure on the teammates to help her get that. She was the fourth best gymnast, but countries can only send two athletes to the final. So she still has a chance at the team event, but that's it. So anyway, we're going to waste any more airtime on it, because I hate gymnastics now, and I'm not going to watch any more of them. I'll watch some of the rest of the Olympic Games. And what you care about, my friends, is that we had this kooky, crazy contest, our medal count contest, and many of you called in, and even more of you sent in emails in the three segments of our Friday hour that we did this. So some of you are in the running for it. The highest total of medals that I think was said was me. I think I said 108 medals. So far, we got 12. Let's hope in 15 days we get more medals than that, because most of you said a higher count, too, in overall. And the U.S. should be neck and neck with China and should win plenty of medals. It's certainly shaping up to be that way. But, you know, we'll see. There's so many other events to come. This is just the very, very beginning of things. All right, speaking of kind of a cleanup here, I hate to leave things just dangling out there, like dangling participles. And now that I'm in the East for a couple more days and I see the assault happening, I'm talking about unbelievable lightning and rain. You know, an assistant New York State Attorney General was killed during the storms that went through New York and New Jersey and other parts of the Northeast where you're listening to me, killed at least two other people because of the winds and the power that was knocked out. And that's what happened was there were a couple of things that happened. One, you had in Pennsylvania, a tree crushed a woman in her car. She was trying to get to a campsite. Boom, that was it. Tornadoes hit down in Pennsylvania in a couple of different towns. Cottersport is one of them. Montrose was another one. And they looked at what it was, how much the winds were. And one was rated, one of the tornadoes was an EF1. So that was 90 miles an hour. Another one was EF0. That's got 80 mile an hour winds. And at one point in Elmira, New York, we love Elmira, New York, EF1 tornado up to 110. So awful. Lots of problems. A state of emergency for part of the state of New York anyway. And it was a short storm, too. You know, 15 minutes or so. 15 to 20 minutes and that much damage. And several lives lost in the process of it, too. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So beware, because the National Weather Service says there could be some harsh weather on the way in the next week or so. And, of course, if you're living in the Southwest or the South, crazy hot, hot temperatures. In Dallas, Texas, they were saying it was 108 degrees. 108 degrees. That really, honestly, is when you do that experiment where you take the egg and crack it and throw it on the front porch and you watch it sizzle. I used to think that was just nonsense that people would say that, but you really can do that with an egg because the cement gets so hot, it might as well be a frying pan because you can really fry an egg on the pavement. That awful. Mm. All right, coming up on America Tonight, plenty of you have plenty of opinions. Let me throw out the phone lines, too, if you want to throw in on this. Do you think we should go to war with Iran once and for all? Mitt Romney says, whatever it takes, baby, we're there. While the president signs into law, a legislation proclaiming we are best friends with Israel and we will do whatever it takes to help our good friends, our allies, including giving them money for a defense shield. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we will head to the mailroom because you, yes, you, delivered an avalanche of it over the weekend. So away we go.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
I kind of feel like J-Lo, and that guy sounds like her new boyfriend, who's 10, and J-Lo's 42, right? Of all things, I could care less about celebrities. But I'm flipping through ABC News, and they have an exclusive interview with Jennifer Lopez. What started the attraction? I thought, I wonder why this country is in trouble. Because they know more about J-Lo and who could end up being her fifth or sixth husband, I don't know what she's on now, versus who's actually probably running for Congress in their neck of the woods. Not you, of course. This is a smart audience. In every nook and cranny, the people who listen to America Tonight are so on the ball. Which, by the way, even though we're going to the mailbag, you can always call us. I don't care what your stripes are. Right of right, left of left. Nobody's left out of the overnight conversation. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Not surprisingly, a lot of you actually talked about two things. The Colorado shooter and the aftermath and gun control and the Olympics. So how about this? This from Gordon. Kate, I don't know how to sugarcoat it, so I'm just going to say it, darling, like I mean it. The Olympic opening ceremonies sucked. You don't, so I'm going to continue to listen to you, honey. All right. Thank you, Gordon. I appreciate that. Yes, I was tired. I was at the Jersey Shore, and I came up off of the beach and flicked on the TV a little bit later, and I was watching the ceremonies, and I have to say, it was kind of convoluted. It wasn't awful. There were some good moments. I mentioned this already, the little vignette with Daniel Craig, who's 007 now, and Her Majesty, and the little bit where he comes, he gets her, they go in the helicopter, the supposed royal helicopter, and parachute into the games. I thought it was clever. It was a good opening. There was David Beckham and his role coming in on a speedboat and his suit and his suave looks and the whole thing with lighting the Olympic torch, and there were bicycles that flew around. And yeah, so some neat effects. I'm an effects chick. I will admit it. I like things that blow up and stuff, just like many of you guys. And the bigger the batter, the bolder, probably, you know, I'll pay attention to it. So there were moments like that. But yes, overall, I thought it was confusing and it wasn't terrific. It was okay. It wasn't awful. It wasn't like being poked in the eye. But if I had something else I was doing, I would have easily gone and left and not paid attention to what was happening there. Even though I knew I was going to tape it because I wanted to be able to talk about it, but terrible. All right, here's one from Josephine who says, I heard you talking about the opening games and how much you like the Olympics, that you get sucked into it. I have to say that I thought England really dropped the ball. I was very confused with the whole technology thing. I like McCartney. He seemed okay. The whole singing Hey Jude was pretty decent. But other than that, I think it was a D-, Miss Delaney. What do you say? Well, we were just talking about it. I didn't think it was very well done either. Not terrible. I would give it, if I had to give it a grade, I would probably say a C, because there were some decent little perky things that happened in it, the effects that I already mentioned. But overall, no. I didn't think it was terrific by any stretch of the imagination. All right, here's something from Ben, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show now for about 7 months or so, and it seems that I get more hooked into it the more I listen to you. I think it's pretty interesting, actually, the way your mind works. Oh, this is kind of like a Being John Malkovich moment, maybe. Ben goes on to say, I still am having trouble grasping the whole Colorado shooter moron and the attention that he's getting, although I understand how people would be upset and maybe would want to know more, and they're not necessarily rubberneckers. However, I think, if anything, the idea that this becomes a argument for gun control is ridiculous, because as you and I both know, if somebody wants to get you, they want to kill you, they want to do something, they could blow you up, for instance, stab you to death, or do any one of a myriad of things. It's not just about the guns. It scares me to death that guns could be taken away, and I think that would be a big mistake. If guns, you know, this is always the fear, would guns be completely removed? Would we turn into England? And then, of course, the English will tell you, well, look at the statistics, you big dummies. Don't you realize, see, our crime rate is down? But that's not true, because I've talked to too many people who live in England, too many people who have lived in England. If you have lots of money and you're behind some gated fence somewhere, you're probably okay. In a regular average or below average neighborhood, forget about it. There are lots of problems festering in their own nook and crannies over there. And there's a lot of unrest and a lot of problems. That, yes, they're not with guns, but with other things. People getting beaten to death with lead pipes. Not safe to walk from the loop, or I think they call it the L, I don't know. But a lot of areas in London, for example, not very safe. And then you could also poo-poo that and say, well, of course, it's a big city, just like New York City or Chicago or Los Angeles or wherever. But I'm not buying it. I'm not buying their argument, because I've seen statistics that show the opposite. Speaking of the shooter, this one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, promises he's going to call. He's been saying that for the past year, but emails me almost every other day. He talks about this. He says, Kate, do you see the thing about Holmes and the fact that he was going to get booted from his apartment, that he booby-trapped with explosives last week? Yep, the guy was nuts, and they knew it. How come somebody didn't stop him in his tracks before he killed all those people? Well, saying somebody's a little bit off and that, geez, I just knew he was going to go into the movie theater and shoot people and booby-trap his apartment. Nobody knew that. You can make the argument about the mysterious envelope that went to the professor with all the explicit instructions about what he was going to do. There's some debate over that and when that was mailed and really what it's about, because the FBI's trying to keep that pretty hush-hush. But we don't know every single detail on that one, by the way. The rumor about the apartment is that I think it had to do more with what he, you know, like he, with a money thing, with what he was paying and if he hadn't paid and that kind of stuff. And also, more than anything, because he had quit school and you had to be in school to live in that apartment, so he would have gotten booted for that reason. He wasn't a University of Colorado student any longer. That would have put him out. None of the other things, I think, is all just rumors and whatnot. I think he kept to himself. From everything I've seen, I don't know that people would know that much about him because he was a loner. He's like a lone wolf guy. That sounds familiar, doesn't it, when we talk about things that are happening to people. Lone wolf, he was that kind of guy. In fact, 9 days before the shooting, he was seen on some street near the university asking neighbors and other people if anyone knew if there was an apartment in the area. So most likely it's because he wasn't a student what that was about. You could join the Snail Mail Brigade here on America Tonight. All you have to do is go to americatonight.net, click on Contact, and shoot me your thoughts.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Can I put a gun rack on my butt?
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.